Ephraim. Chess Mobile, listening.
Six. Mobile, this is KP4CBA. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What are you doing this morning?
I'm headed out to the tennis court.
I gotta go to Spartanburg and change a compressor.
Just go play KN4UBG.
Play tennis and have to install a compressor, but, you know, I put in 40 years and two jobs, so I work two jobs, so I'm, I think I've done my duty.
No problem. No, I'm not complaining. I'm just, just pointing out the obvious.
Moving. He's sitting on the couch watching TV. That's a good thing about it.
I enjoy seeing people get out and move and play tennis.
I was watching some of the big upsets, top 10 upsets, I think they called it, on the Sports Channel. And, you know, it was interesting. Nadal went down, Federer went down, several others, and of course this has been several years ago, but just showing you know, that the champions lose every now and then.
The thing I do in my off time really is go down to my building and play music. Trying to get the band up and running, getting the band back together. I saw the light. If you've seen the Blues Brothers movie, you'll understand where that comes from.
Well, I had a, in most of the churches I was in, I had a praise band, and we did, mostly contemporary, and, it was, you know, mild contemporary. It wasn't, like, edgy, and, I really enjoyed that. In fact, I miss that, and I miss leading the choir, and singing with the praise team. That was a lot of fun, but, haven't done any of that in 6 years. Let's see, last month was 6 years.
Isn't there another station in here with us?
Kind of going through these humps and holes down through here. I'm headed toward the Georgia line. Headed down here to the backside of Westminster. I might be a little choppy in the repeater right now, but I'm still here.
All right, just didn't want you to lose a turn, that's all. Yeah, no problem. We don't play real edgy stuff. I mean, you know, we do some a little bit older rock. But, you know, we're all in our 50s. Our lead singer, actually, his birthday is this Saturday. We're playing his party this Saturday, but I think he's going to be 60 or 61, something like that. And we like the older music. We don't have long hair. We don't, you know, we don't crank our amps on 11. You know, things like that. We play, you know, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock, a little bit of, you know, acoustic style country, things like that. So we're not real edgy.
Well, got run out of the church. Probably. Oh, me. Some of them liked it, some of them didn't. But we did a, you know, what we call a blended worship. So, you know, we sang hymns straight out of the hymnal and with at least piano accompaniment. Some churches we have piano and organ. And so, I mean, you know, you got a little bit of everything. So you really couldn't complain, because if you didn't like one song, you'd probably like the next one.
Well, in their church. I mean, that's, you know, sometimes if you don't like the first song, you'll like the second one. Sometimes you might like the first song and not like the second one. So, you know, I mean, you get to hear some good stuff, I mean, from, you know, playing music. But something I wished I'd have took up. I was in it in high school, but I never did really get into it that much. My stepdad tried to teach me how to play the guitar, and I started learning, and I don't know, here I am about 20 years later, never did pick it back up.
For me, music kind of feeds my soul a little bit. You know, my feeling is, you know, no matter what you play, it's wherever you take the music. If it's, you know, you take it to a dark place, well, that's not my fault. I, you know, playing the best I can. Of course, I don't play a lot of controversial music either. You know, I kind of stay away from that kind of stuff. The real dark stuff, and, you know, I don't even like playing it. I'm more of a bluesy, kind of a laid-back player. You know, let that note ring a little bit, you know, instead of the Eddie Van Halen-ish.
The old blues, and I used to love to listen to Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, and anything blues or jazz. I listen to Steely Dan a lot, yeah, I hate Walter Becker. I think it was it him? Anyway, one of the members of Steely Dan, the guy that, the singer, I can't think of his name, anyway, he passed away, so I'll be hearing any new songs by him, and, man, their guitar players, well, they're just always top-notch.
At a range now. You at a range there, sir?
Back up on top of the hill. I'm down here at the Pendleton exit on 85. I just came up on top of the hill. And I picked up the repeater a little bit better. I got a little short antenna that sticks up in between the ladders on top of the truck. Because my cab, I guess, is fiberglass. Everything on this truck's fiberglass. It won't even, the magnet mount won't even stick to the top, the door, the hood, or anything. I had to stick it on the headache rack on the bed back there. I had to put me a bracket up there and stick it on, you know, partly on the bracket, partly on the bed. It's right in between them ladders. Every time I go in a hole, it starts getting real static. I'm fixing to cross the lake here down in the hole, so I'm probably getting a little static by now.
Okay, if I can make a quick suggestion. On my old tractor, my old Kenworth, it was a Diamond NR770, November Romeo 770, and it stands for No Ground Plane Required. And you can put that on a mirror mount, and it'll work great. I had one until it broke on me. I closed my hatch on it. Yeah, I'm gonna buy another one eventually. But if you have a fiberglass roof, or you have one of those gutter mounts, or one of those edge mounts. You can put the NR770 on there, and that thing will work fantastic. It's really, it's made for that purpose.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to have to do. Because my other work truck used to be metal roof, and I could take that thing and stick it on the metal roof. And I mean, I used to have real good service. I mean, I could be all the way down to almost Commerce, Georgia, and still get in the repeater. But with this one here, it just don't reflect as good off the body, the body of the truck. So yeah, I might have to pull one of them up and see if I can find one, and see if I can get me something put on here a little bit better. KN4 UBG.
Well, you're going down to Ham Radio Outlet territory down here in Atlanta. They're on the north side. Give them a call. It's the Diamond NR770. I'm pretty sure it's still made. They make the two versions. They make the UHF mount and the NMO mount. So you can get either one. And then you can get, I believe Diamond makes it. In fact, I have, I can't remember the actual stock number of the mount. But it's an edge mount. You can put it on an edge, like a door edge or something. It'll You can adjust it like 360 degrees to get the antenna vertical. Anyway, I gotta back out for a second. I gotta get some gas on here, so you guys pick it up. I'll be back shortly. KB2HXS.
We'll still be here. KN4UBG. So, you must be hitting it early this morning. David?
Actually, I've arrived at the sports club, so I'm gonna have to jump out of here on you. Sorry about that. And warm my knees up a little bit before I get out in the court. But you have a good day. It looks like a beautiful day, and might talk to you later on. But anyway, 73s, and David will be, he should be back in a minute, the other David. So anyway, you have a good one, and we'll talk to you later, KB4CBA.
That way, David, we got to get you a backpack and an antenna and a set of headphones, and that way you can, multi-purpose whenever you play in tennis. That way you can talk and play tennis. And that way you can be a real ham operator tennis player. But no, you have a good one, man. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Be Kevin over here, and but catch you when you come back out. KB4, CBA, KN4, UBG, 73s. Have a good one.
Checks us back in there.
ABG, I'm still here. The other David, he done arrived at the sports complex. He said he was jumping out for a moment. And said he'd catch us later.
Yeah, I heard him say he had to go warm his knees up. No problem. Yeah, I had the radio on while I was gassing up. So, yeah, that... I had a Kenworth, pretty much my whole career driving, but they all had fiberglass roofs on them. And when I found that antenna, what I did was I drilled a hole through the roof, and I put a barrel connector through it with a nut on each side and mounted the antenna right through the fiberglass roof, and man, never had a problem. Never had a problem with that antenna. Great antenna.
They make some really good antennas. Some really good antennas. And I just got to get to where I can actually find one. I mean, that one sounds like a good one that you're talking about. I might have to check into that thing and see. I definitely need to get me something. Something a little bit better than what I got.
Ham Radio Outlet has it. I'm pretty sure they're still made. You know, it was a pretty popular antenna. And it looks like an old-style cell phone antenna where it's got like a little... the antenna's kind of curled in the middle. It looks like a little spring in the middle of it. But it works really well. You know, good angle of takeoff with the signal and everything, and it receives real well. Pretty quiet antenna, too. Fold over design too, so you got to park under a tree or something.
Yeah, I had to step out just for a second. Every time I cut the key off, this radio cuts itself off. I got it hooked up. I got these auxiliary switches, like a rescue squad up in the ceiling. And every time that you leave it on, you turn the key off, it automatically cuts the power off.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I got mine wired directly to the battery. That's the best thing for the radio. You don't get too much noise off the alternator.
That's what I wanted to try to do with this one, but the battery is on the opposite side of the truck. Battery in this F-350, it's over here on the right-hand fender. And I didn't have enough, to get to it. So I just went ahead and hooked it into the actual cargo switches. And and that way I can turn it off when I want to, when I want it off. And we Googled the toggle switches of how to hook it up and, you know, figured out where they came out at. I mean, I can make them live all the time. I can swap the, they got a little thing in there to where you can pull it out and you can put it over on another one. And put it back in, and it makes it live even when the key's off. So, I mean, it's pretty common little thing. I mean, it gets pretty good power out there. I mean, I forgot what they said them things are rated for. Pretty good lot. I mean, it was enough to carry this radio, and I got a 40 amp. I think I got two 40 amps in here for something bigger. Think about putting a light bar on those. So when I get, you know, get calls at night or whatever, that I can see how to work out of the actual truck itself and put my tools up without having to have a light.
Oh, excellent. What do you do? I didn't really catch a whole lot of that. I caught about 20% of that. You said something about an overhead door. You stole garage doors?
Garage doors? You got a copy now? I'm actually outside the power lines here now.
Oh, yeah, that was 100%. Absolutely.
Curve back there. Every time I go around that curve, I always lose it right there. But, yeah, I installed garage doors for overhead in Simpsonville. And it's overhead door Greenville. Been doing it about 18 years now, and I'm in the service department now, to where I go around and work on doors and fix stuff and install doors and a little bit of everything now. You know, I don't do as much install as I used to. It used to be every day. I got burnt out on that after about, you know, 17 and a half years, and started with this company here on the 10th and 9th of last year, and started in the service department here, and I tell you, I like it. I mean, it's, you know, we do something different every day, and gives me more of an opportunity to show what I can do, you know, and works out really well. So, other than that, I mean, it's a good company to work for. It's a worldwide company. They're pretty much worldwide company.
Excellent. Yeah, I moved up from Florida last year. I'm in the air conditioning business. I worked for a mom and pop company down here for quite a number of years. I've been in the business about 16 years. And I enjoy what I do. And I came up here, and the guy I work for up here, he's a real jerk. Of course, it's me. It's my own business. So I do, I'll do pretty much all facets of it. I concentrate on maintenance and repair instead of replacement, because the systems up here seem to last a little bit longer than Florida. You get all that salt air, the caustic air down there, and you're lucky you get eight to 10 years out of a system if you're not careful. Up here, I worked on a 21-year-old system last week. Put a condensing fan motor on, cleaned it up, it runs fine.
That's something I got to get done to one of mine. I got an outside unit, and that joker, a couple years ago, or three or four, might be 3 years ago now, I can't remember. 2 years or 3 years ago, that joker, it cut out and tripped my breaker inside, so I don't know if something happened outside. Which was a good thing, because my power bill was getting to be out in the roof. I'm thinking it was something to do with the outside unit. And I had to turn it off either way. So it was glad that it tripped its own self, so I turned it all off outside. So that way, if I run the emergency heat inside, it didn't try to run the heat outside. So, but yeah, I got to try to get that thing fixed and get that thing back together. Probably do it between now and probably next summer, probably.
not to cross any gray lines, but if you want a second opinion on it, I'd be happy to do it.
Hey, I'd take any opinion on that. I don't know a lot about air conditions. I mean, I know how to hook the pipes up and put, stuff where I needed to go, but, I've never put free on in them or actually worked on anything other than that. I've helped put them in over the years, put them in and run them two little copper pipes in the house to the A-frame and put the A-frame on top of the heater head and make it all work. Done all that, run the drain line and stuff, but I've never filled one up and never wired one up.
After a while. Anyway, when you're coming back into town later, give me a holler on the radio. I'll give you my business number. You can give me a call. We'll talk about it off the air. I got to pick a buddy of mine up at the car dealer down here and drop him and his wife just bought a Jeep. I'm grabbing him to give me a hand with the compressor this morning. I need an extra set of hands to get it inside the condenser. The tall condenser. But yeah, definitely, I live up in Greer, so it's a little, not that much of a drive for me to get to you. So we'll chit-chat maybe this afternoon or even tomorrow. I'm playing a gig down in Spartanburg for our lead singer tomorrow. It's his birthday, so I'll be on the radio from time to time. Just give me a holler.
You got anything to take down a number with? I'll give you my telephone number, and you can send me your number.
Well, I'm driving at the moment, so I really... let me see. I'm going to be at the car dealer in about 5 minutes. If you're still on there when I park, I'll do it then.
Yeah, I'm actually driving. Leaving out of Townsville down here, headed toward Westminster, going up the back way, up Highway 24. Rolling up through here, rolling up. I don't know how close I'm going to be to the Georgia line, but I'm rolling up the backside. Yeah, I usually have pretty good service up through here, so...
That says I'll be at the car dealership in about 5 minutes, so give me that long and I'll get your number at that point, and we'll touch base on the phone for a minute.
You can text me your number over, however, and I'll put it in my phone, and whenever I get ready to get that thing checked out, I'll get you to come by and check it out for me. I got a whole other unit sitting out there to itself that I've had for quite some new unit, and that jugger hadn't been in the house probably a year when I took it out. But I've had it sitting for quite some time. That thing's been sitting probably 14 years maybe. But I think it's still got the plugs and everything still in the line, so I don't know if anything goes bad, but it looks just like a people that needed air conditioners because it got so hot that year. He moved down the year before that. He said, you wouldn't believe. He said, they was giving away air conditioners like crazy. Different places, I guess, like Walmart, places like that was.
Wow. I didn't hear about that. Wow. Anyway, I'm pulling up here. I got another minute here. I got to pull into the car dealership, and I'll catch up with you in a little bit there. I'll be right back. AB2HXS.
GG. I'll be sitting here monitoring.
Phone number. I'm ready.
It's 864-444-5-1. 3-4, and the name is Kevin. Kevin Dotson, Dotson.
All right, Kevin, I'll give you a call in a little bit. I want to get up to Spartanburg and get on the job here, and I'll text you my number, and I'll give you a call, and we'll chit-chat for a moment. Right now, I got to get going here. Have a great day. Don't get in trouble. See you later. AP2HXS.
Well, you have a good one, man. You be safe out there. Just watch out for all the crazy people. And we'll catch you a little bit later. And, yeah, I'm rolling up a road here. I'm getting off of 24 right here onto Highway 11. But we'll holler at you a little bit later. Just send me a text out the wall, and we'll go from there. And we'll talk at you later. Have a good one, David. KN4 UBGs and 73s. Be safe on the wheels. I'll be monitoring.
All right, Kevin, thank you. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS out.